tools that you'd have around the house to work with?
Well, you'd have a hose and rakes and post hole diggers and scoops. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by scoop?
It's no long handle thing, sort of a pan thing at the bottom. You stick the dirt.
Is that the same thing? Some people call it a shovel.
Shovel.
Is that the same thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shovel or scoop, either one.
What about if you had to pound some nails? You'd use a
hammer.
Hammer. Mm-hmm. What about? I bet you know a pretty good bit about wagons. What do you call that on a wagon if you have a wagon and two horses? You know, that long wooden piece that runs
the
up?
The tongue.
That's the tongue. Uh-huh. And what about if you have a buggy? Before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him in between the
shafts.
The shafts of the buggy, yeah.
And on that tongue, you got a breast. Let's see, what is that? The breast change.
I've seen
to be a wagon, though, anyway, you've got a breast yoke, mm-hmm. piece of wood about this long, go across and mm-hmm. ring for the tongue to go in, and mm-hmm. then one for your things, mm-hmm. mules, shoulders, you know, fit in the hames, chain goes around through a ring in each end of that thing.
Are those called, are those the traces?
Breast chain. I mean, breast yokes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Breast yoke. Mm-hmm.
I thought when you, Dad, when you used to haul out in the field, you had one, they called it the collar or something.
Well, that go on the round mule, put the hands on. Mm-hmm.
I remember
that well. Well, talking about the parts of a wagon wheel, that thing right in the middle is called the hub, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that part of the wagon that the wheel turns on? That's the...
The spindle?
It's the spindle or the long thing that attaches both of the... Of the wheels?
I know.
You have the same thing on a car, I think.
Yes.
Is that called the... Is it the axle?
Axle.
And from the hub, you have the spokes coming out. And the spokes fit into what part of the wheel do you call that? Right around the edges, you call that the what of the wheel?
You talk about the wooden part of the tire.
Yeah, the wooden part on a wagon. Do people call the edge of the wagon wheel the rim of the wheel?
Rim. And the iron tire on it.
Yeah. Were those things put together, did you have sections of the wheel? You know, two spokes might come into one section or something?
They should have. They'd about all pieces mm-hmm. put along big stokes. Supposed to go into them all around like that. Mm.
Have you ever heard those sections called anything in particular?
Not that I know.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word filly?
What?
Filly. F-E-L-L-Y. Filly.
I may have heard it, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about, talking about a wagon or a buggy, what do you call that thing that the traces come back to and you hook them on?
Shafts.
Well, this is just kind of a horizontal piece of wood on a wagon that the traces, you know, you attach.
Single tree?
Yeah, the single tree. And if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, both the single trees would be attached to a... Is there such thing as a double tree?
Double tree.
Mm-hmm.
Double tree back there in the brush, you'll get to the end of it, if that's where your wagon is for the... Mm-hmm. To go into the mule's hands. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you were talking about plowing. Is it when you first break the land? Is the type of plow you use? What is that called when you just break the land for the first time?
Turning plow.
That's a turn plow. And if you want to break it up even finer than that, you'd use a what?
Scooter or a shovel.
Scooter. Mm-hmm. Is a shovel a type of plow?
It's just bigger than a. Shovel bigger than a scooter.
Uh-huh.
Scooter's like that. Uh-huh. Shovel's that wide. Mm-hmm.